insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِذَا رَأَتْهُمْ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّظًا وَزَفِيرًا
When the hellfire sees them from a distant place, they will hear its fury and roaring.
Dear listeners, in the former verse we discussed, it was mentioned that for those who deny the hour of resurrection, the Almighty Allah has prepared a blazing fire. Now, in the 12th verse, the Holy Quran states, إِذَا رَأَتْهُم مِّن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّظًا وَزَفِيرًا And when it sees them from a far place, they will hear its raging and roaring. So, this verse is talking about the hellfire. It seems that that blazing fire mentioned in the former verse, Sa'ir, is now seeing these pagans from afar. إِذَا رَأَتْهُم مِّن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ When it sees them from a far place, سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّظًا وَزَفِيرًا They will hear something from this hellfire. تَغَيُّظًا وَزَفِيرًا Raging and roaring. The Quranic word تغيُّظ means declaring your anger and intensity of wrath, which is sometimes along with sound and voice. Also, the Arabic word زفير means the sound of breathing when the chest is constricted because of the abundance of sorrow. Now let us have a look at this strange description provided for the blazing fire. When it sees them from afar, they will hear its raging and roaring. There are several clear meanings which show how severe the divine punishment is for these pagans. At first, you might have noticed the verse does not say that they see the fire from afar, but it says that the fire sees them, as if it has eyes and ears, and somehow the fire is looking forward to them. It seems that the fire is alive and it is expecting these wrongdoers to arrive. Secondly, this sa'ir, this fire of hell, does not need the wrongdoers to come in close to be heard. But this fire cries out of anger from a long distance. Some narrations say that the distance is as long as 1 year of walking, but yet they hear its تغيض and its zafir. They hear its raging and roaring.
مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
series
of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, the word taghayyudh is used to describe this fire, which is a status in which man expresses his fury by means of cry and clamor. And the word zafir, as we said, here it is used to describe the fire, and it is like the situation in which man inhales and the ribs come up, and this is usually when the man is really angry. Now, all of these explanations show that blazing fire is like a brutal beast. This beast is awaiting its prey, and the prey is the pagan. This waiting drags this group, and it devours them. We take refuge in Allah from the blazing fire. So, this verse completely discussed the condition of fire when it sees the pagans from a long distance. But now we understood that the fire of hell, this blazing fire, sa'ir, has a kind of perception and understanding. It is somehow that it is alive and it can understand and distinguish between the wrongdoers and the righteous ones. It can understand whether the ones who are approaching are from among the wrongdoers, they're from among the pagans, or from among the righteous servants. And this is only a part of consequence of what they're going to see in hereafter. Mainly because they denied the hour of resurrection. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالسَّاعَةِ. The main reason they are hearing the raging and roaring fire of hell is because they denied the hour of resurrection. And now, when the hour has arrived, it is the fire that is awaiting them. It is the fire that perceives them approaching, so they have nowhere else to run. They have understood that the fire and the rewards of the Almighty Allah both have been real, and now it's the time for judgment. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.